Among the proposals, heavily discounted building permits for temporary housing units, which would include manufactured and modular homes along with RVs, allowing temporary housing in areas zoned for other purposes for between 3 to 5 years, sharply reducing permit fees for so-called accessory dwelling units, often referred to as mother-in-law units, typically a converted detached garage or other small structure. Officials will also consider creating a fund to help finance construction of such units, along with stipulations to maintain affordability. The council will also consider renewing debate on Simplicity Village, a long-sought proposal to house some of the chronically homeless in purpose-built backyard tool sheds arranged around central services. Today's meeting also represents a new era of sorts. After 4 years with a conservative majority, new members of the council will be sworn in, putting the council's liberal faction in the majority. The meeting gets underway this evening at 6. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.